Fightful's The Hump with
Jimmy Van
and
Sean Ross Sapp.
Fightful.com. Yeah, yeah.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful and welcome back to The Hump. It's been a while since we've humped, Jimmy. I guess you could say.
Sound like my wife, Sean. No, I'm just
listen,
kidding.
It's been a celibate period for Fightful over the last several weeks. We dropped an interview with Joe Hendry just ahead of this show. Make sure you guys check that out. It's not in our videos section. It's in our live section. We talked to him about an awful lot of stuff. He asked us about spoiling stuff. Why do we do it? He said. It was a good time with
Joe
Hendry.
I love that guy, by the way. He's awesome.
Oh, he's wonderful. We're going to talk about him later. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. That's what this show is dictated on. It's we want to know what you guys want to talk about. A reminder, I'm answering your questions all the time over at FightfulSelect.com, but we'll brag about that later. Jimmy, how have you been and where the hell have you been?
Been good. It's good to see you. Well, you know where I've been. I moved to a new town. I'm in a new house. The new house that I'm in is not done. So I've been dealing with contractors. This has been the main reason I haven't been around. There's another reason that I'm going to tell you. So this is a quick public service announcement. If you ever have anything wrong with your body, inside or out, listen to your body. I had a situation where I had a couple of lesions pop up on my face. I have a history of skin cancer in my family. Decided to get them biopsied, got two removed. Fortunately, I got the green light that all is okay.
Good.
But could have gone the other way. So if anybody's watching this on YouTube, if you're like, hey, he's got like a red mark above his lip and he's got one on his jaw and he's got one on his neck. I had a bunch removed and biopsied. And so I didn't want to be on the podcast. I literally, do you remember that time that I did the sleep study and I posted the photo and you were like, what the hell happened? Were you in a car wreck? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
You just froze up. So after I got these removed, I looked like that. I had bandages everywhere. And I was like, I can't do the podcast looking like that. So that's one reason that I took a couple of weeks off. But the primary reason is this hellacious move that I've been doing.
Yeah.
But it's good to see you, man. Like, we do always keep in touch and I always know what's going on with you. But haven't done this in a while and it's good to be here.
Here is a fun fact. Let me check when WrestleMania was, what day it was. Okay, it was April 7th. Since then, this is our third show together. That's insane.
Yeah, I got to get back on the horse. I can't be here next week either. And you know why, Sean. But after next week, all should be well. All should be well.
Listen, I don't know if I'll be here the week after that. I got announced for a match with Effie. And I just want to say this legitimately. My knee is hanging on by a thread right now. It is feeling really shady right now. So that'll be entertaining. But guys, I am doing this match with Effie next Thursday to benefit the Dementia Society of America. Please donate. I do not make money off of wrestling appearances or anything like that. Gonna go hopefully have some fun and hopefully keep my leg intact. But we got super chats and humper chats. Matthew Hook says, why is there the facade that AEW doesn't tell stories? People who don't watch the show or listen, if you don't like the story, that's fine. But they tell stories all the time. Almost all of their televised matches are set up by something backstage or stakes or something like that. Unless
I think there's almost a stereotype. There's almost a stereotype like AEW is the in-ring company. Yeah. But I don't think that we've ever, you and I at least, we've never said they don't tell stories, that sometimes they're not necessarily compelling. But yeah, they're not just throwing guys in the ring for no reason all the time. You know, sometimes it's because they want a great match, good wrestler against good wrestler. Most of the time, there's a reason why these matches are occurring.
Yeah, we've got Ricardo saying Mrs. Van finally let Jimmy out of the doghouse. Finally let him do a show. Megan Bain update. She is still a free agent as of now. Obviously, there's going to be some interest in her, I believe. But she is still a free agent as of this moment right now.
I saw she's going to wrestle Mance Warner. Did you see that?
It would make a lot of sense. Listen, Mance Warner whipping Effie's ass all the time is why I think I can beat up Effie. Sure, Effie won the match, but he's never been the same since then. So
let's talk about the Effie thing for a minute. So your knee, is this like a long-time injury?
Okay, so funny enough, I worked a match. I worked 30 minutes in a match late April. I was in there at the start of the show with someone who was not, should not have been in a ring, should not have been in the ring. We were supposed to do a spot where basically he does a go behind, a waist lock, and a big like drop down, all that. Instead, what he did was got over next to the ropes, wrapped me around the waist, and did what is called a hip drop tackle in the NFL. And it is now banned in the NFL because it's tearing up people's knees and ankles. My knee went one way. My foot went the other. I felt a very small pop, very small pop. And my knee was a little bit unstable throughout that match and a little bit afterwards. I actually had an MRI scheduled, and it was scheduled for this week, and my knee felt pretty good up until then, like here and there. I get on the stair. So I canceled the MRI. I was like, I think I'm all right. I get on the stairs this week. I did 35 minutes on the stairs at a pretty good pace, and I got off, and that thing was wobbling. Wobbling the last few days, and then they announced the match about an hour later. It's like,
when was the injury again? When was this?
Late April. When I did, okay. When I did the Paul Cade thing.
So yeah. I guess full disclosure, like you told me that you were planning this with Effie.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a surprise for me. I didn't know the date until I saw it the other day, but I knew you were planning on doing this. I guess the joke question I'm going to ask you is, I'm sure you're preparing for a 60-minute time limit draw, a Broadway.
I mean, listen, I'll talk about the ins and outs of it after the match, because I always do that. I'm like, my line of thinking is, even if two people give a shit, right? I tell behind the scenes stories about everybody else. I think it'd be kind of hypocritical if I didn't pull back the curtain about like how this comes together and what goes into it. But yeah, I mean, Effie and I were going to start do an interview to kind of set it up, and then they just announced it. So,
okay. Well, he's a pro. But he's a pro. So this should be fine.
He is a pro. And I mean, I usually sort of script out most of the matches I'm in. It's going to be all him. He's doing the whole thing. And like, who better to trust for something like that, right? Like, I know I should be selling the match right here, but I think people know I don't exactly hate the guy. Listen, I'm not confident in my knee or anything like that, but I'm very confident in the fact that Effie is one of the smartest people in pro wrestling. And I mean, like, in wrestling in general. So I think it'll not be terrible.
Good luck to you, man. It's going to be on Fight Plus, correct?
It's going to be on Triller, yeah. On Fight Triller, it should be entertaining. But Just Mass says, Sean equals Mania 40 Rollins minus one knee. Ugh.
Almost.
Yeah. Listen, lots of people asking about Stephanie Vaquer. Here we go. Crazy says, where do you see Stephanie going? I don't see the reason for her to relinquish her titles if she was going to AEW. Where do you see Motor City Machine Guns going? They're still taking indie dates throughout all of everybody saying, oh, they've signed here, they've signed there, they're going here, they're going there. I have had no real information on this. I mean, no real information on this. It's been close to the vest or very quiet. I know Alex Shelley is, I think he's a PT and is free time, but Matthew Hennessy says, I thought Vaquer was AEW bound, good for WWE. Sucks to see AEW fans being tribalistic. Don't be weird, be happy for the talent. Listen, this applies to any company. I saw it back in the TNA Mecca days. I see it all the time. I just want to make this clear. You guys care more than the companies do themselves, or the talent they do themselves. The talent do not speak about each other the way that weirdo wrestling fans do. And I don't mean wrestling fans in general. I mean weirdo wrestling fans. So here's the deal. Stephanie Vaquer was not on WWE's radar until the Forbidden Door match and her working with Mercedes. That is a fact. That is what I've learned over the last day or so. FightfulSelect.com reported today Stephanie Vaquer has been in talks with AEW and WWE. AEW has said, well, we haven't signed her yet. So if she signed somewhere, it ain't here. She has cited personal, I should say this, CMLL cited personal reasons. Mm-hmm. That could be them covering for her and saying, you know, she's going somewhere, which is something that, you know, smart companies do, because there's a lot of indies that are like, due to contractual obligations, Eric mm-hmm. Rowan can't appear. Well, guess what? We know where he's headed. Now, that being said, Stephanie Vaquer had something very serious on a personal level happen to her that would certainly qualify as personal reasons. Somebody tried mm-hmm. to kill her, for the love of God. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to assume what those reasons are. However, all of a sudden she is vacating the titles and will not be appearing moving forward. So
I got a couple of questions for you. So, sure. The first one is right after the Fightful Select report about how sources within AEW believe she was headed to WWE, a Mexican publication called Diario Record reported that she is joining WWE on a multi-year contract. My first question is, have you heard anything, any kind of confirmation on that?
Not confirmation on that, but it wouldn't surprise me one bit. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. And listen, there's going to be a lot of people that say the following. Well, AEW couldn't get the deal done, or WWE only is getting her because she was on AEW. Many things can be true. This is the benefit of having two companies offering this type of thing. And then guess what? If she wanted to, she could say, you know what? I'd rather keep working CMLL and New Japan and accepting indie dates. There are a lot of different options out there for wrestlers. This is what you want. You want that competition. You want WWE to see talent that aren't signed and go, damn, we want them. Mm-hmm. You want AEW to say, hey, Ricochet, maybe you're not exactly happy with how you've been used. Come on over here. And maybe it pays off and maybe it doesn't. But you want this. You want more options. That way you don't have a situation like what happened in 2018, whenever it was, when ROH New Japan announced MSG. And WWE is like, you know, we haven't been interested in Matt Riddle in the last 3 years because he smokes a little weed, but now we're going to sign him so he doesn't work for them. Or them being like, you know, we haven't touched Hulk Hogan the last few years, but since somebody else is running MSG, welcome back to the family. Like, you want competition to force the hand of other people. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but you want this stuff.
There's lots of reasons why you want it. For me, when I first heard this news about her, WWE came to mind just because AEW has a relationship with CMLL and New Japan. And so you would think that she would just want to continue there if she was going to AEW, hypothetically. But another question for you. The idea of her choosing to leave the rosters of New Japan and CMLL, do they have contracts? Like, I'm curious how she was able to choose to leave the rosters.
They have been very, very generous about letting people out to pursue big U.S. deals. They've been very generous.
New Japan as well?
Well, I mean, I don't think she's got a long-term contract with New Japan.
Okay, primarily CMLL. Okay. Yeah. Okay. She's an interesting talent. You know, I wasn't admittedly that familiar with her before Forbidden Door. And I've looked her up because the first thing I was interested in is, how's her English? Because you know how the WWE environment is.
Not great.
She's not terrible.
Or some stuff, but it's not terrible either.
Not terrible.
Nothing. They can't get around. Especially nothing they can't get around in this era of WWE as well.
I agree. Yes. So, it's interesting because when she was doing the build with Mercedes, they would do the pre-tapes where you would hear her voice speak in English.
Sure.
She was all right. So where do you think she fits in best? Do you think she's NXT bound?
NXT to start off. Yeah. I think that's the audience that will recognize her as well. I think that would be good. Just a brief amount of time. Get her accustomed to things.
Yep.
You know, first off, figure out where the hell she wants to live. She's going to have to live in America. Orlando is a pretty good place where a lot of people live. So you kind of get her settled in there. But yeah, I think she'll head over there. Oh, hell yeah, good for her. Crazy 101 says, what do you think will happen with her Rev Pro date? I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if she doesn't make it. But, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, my God, WWE really got one over AEW. She popped up a couple times. And guess what? She popped up a couple times and got a deal because of it. Good for her.
I agree. I saw you, this is unrelated, but kind of related. I saw you on Twitter kind of hitting that guy up that was shitting on Hawk Tua girl. Because you're showing that jealousy. And I agree with what you said, because it's anybody in her position, right? She did this interview. She didn't think this thing was going to do what it did, but it did. Anybody in her position, if someone's going to hit you up and say, hey, do you want five figures to do a signing? Are you going to say no? You know what I mean? So I say, get your money while you can make it. I have no problem at all with her trying to get the bag.
Seahawk brought up a really good point about some of the people complaining. It's like, you're playing video games in front of a green screen, like with a camera on. Like, come on now. We're not going to talk like this is always, you know, like really stressful stuff. she made people laugh, and now she's cashing in for it.
Right. Good for her.
Good for her.
I'm sure that she or the people around her understand this isn't going to last forever. So maximize it while you can and make your money. Yeah, absolutely. The people that are bitching, it's just pure jealousy because they would do the same thing if they could.
James Stallings is happy for Stephanie V. Wish it was AEW, but happy for her. When do you see Ricochet debuting, this week or next? I think next week would make a lot of sense. I don't know personally, but next week would make a lot of sense to me because last week they had the big turn and all that stuff. This week they got the Owen finals. Next week is their 250th episode. And then the week after that is Blood and Guts. So I think you have something big every single week of July and you tell people you need to be watching this show. Ryan says, Sean, percentage chance Natalya shows up on Dynamite tonight since it's in Calgary. Seems like she's leaving WWE. I'm going to say less than 10%. I haven't heard anything like that. They've just been very quiet about the deal. And I'll tell you this. The people that are in the know about this maintain such a respect for Natalya. And I do too. I've talked to Natalya a number of times, but she wants to keep it close to the vest. And as a result, it's close to the vest. And that really speaks to the respect that she carries in pro wrestling. We got Van Twinblade saying, make sure your lips ain't chapped. SRS, smooch, smooch. Who do you think is the AEW portal guy? Did you see the vignettes, Jimmy?
You mean the hologram?
Hologram. Yes. Hologram. Yeah, so it's a trademark. And Tony Khan says it's not necessarily a big signing. It is a person.
So I saw the picture where it shows him from the back. And so everybody was like, well, that's clearly not Ricochet. And I wondered if it was a bait and switch.
Not. I don't think so.
Okay. So you think the guy in the video is the actual guy?
Maybe. I'm not saying that. I just don't think it's Ricochet. I don't think they would need it to be Ricochet.
Right.
I had heard something about this, but it was so long ago. I'm like, could that possibly be the same thing? Could that possibly even it? And what I'll say is technologically ambitious is what I was hearing about it.
People in the live chat are saying repackage Sammy Guevara.
Listen, that wouldn't be bad based on the thing that I had heard, but I'm going to work on this a little bit. Mr. Acosta sent a Humper chat saying, nice to see Jimmy back. Just wanted to say NXT has been, in my opinion, the most fun, consistent wrestling show for a long time. They found their stride. Question for you, Sean. Who do you think has more upside, Javion Evans or Nick Wayne? That's a very tough one. Javion Evans is going to have the bigger platform. Nick Wayne has the bigger jump start because of when he started and the level of talent that he is associated with now. Oh, it's like if I had to pick one, it's 50-50. If I had to pick one.
Javion.
It's tough. Javion Evans is already PLE or main evented a PLE.
Sometimes when he cuts a promo, you got to remind yourself, what is he, 20? He's 20, right?
20, yeah.
And when you watch him cut a promo, he's pretty good for especially for a young kid.
Nick Wayne's one of the best sellers in AEW, I think, though. God, man. They're two guys you're probably going to see lock up in the future. I don't want to say one. I don't want somebody to clip it, but if I had to go 50.1 to 49.9, I'd go Javion just because he's main evented a PLE. But man, I like Nick Wayne a lot. Van Twinblade says, I want some input on this Pathfinder character, a gnome bard cleric. He wants his followers to be a less popular but good aligned god. He holds tent revivals for his god. His friends call him CC, but his name is Creedence Clearwater. I don't have a goddamn clue what you're talking about, buddy.
Gotta be
lyrics. I don't have a clue. But I'll tell you what, whether it be a Pathfinder or a hologram, you can be wherever the hell you want to be, thanks to Nord.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball?
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. But I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Games. They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
Check it out, guys. NordVPN. Leave a thumbs up on this video. Get your super chats and humper chats in.
Somebody said we mispronounced his name, by the way. It's Javon, not Javion. So my apologies.
Sorry, apologies for that. DNC Digital says, has there ever been a story that you worked on that you wish you had no knowledge of and lived as a fan? Returns, debuts, heels, face, signing.
Good question.
No, there isn't, because I enjoy wrestling in a different capacity now than what I usually do. I enjoy getting these stories. What I like is learning. I like learning about things, and then I get to share what I learn with our audience. So that's, I enjoy wrestling in a much different way. And performing in the ring helps satisfy like my competitive urges and all that stuff too. So, I mean, I just enjoy wrestling in a much different way, but yeah. I want to ask, how sure is AEW that Daniel Garcia will re-sign with them? Any talks of using Alexander and Killer Kelly for NXT? Josh Alexander was backstage at Money in the Bank, but Killer Kelly is on a bit of a hiatus from TNA right now, still under contract for over a year. AEW is confident that Daniel Garcia will re-sign, but despite the fact that one talent is convinced he has re-signed, I'm not convinced of that. I mean, I don't think Daniel Garcia wanted his contract stuff out there. He wasn't exactly thrilled about it, but I think he proved he proved a lot last week.
They're putting him in a hell of a match at All In. So I'd like to think that
I think that match. They're going to do MJF Ospreay at All In. I'm pretty sure they're going to do that match at All In.
That's a bigger match. That's main event caliber.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I want to talk it could be different, but yeah.
I want to talk about the WWE TNA collaboration a little more. Last time we did this podcast, which feels like forever ago, I asked you if you knew anything about WWE's incentive, like why they were doing it. And I wondered if maybe they had a financial stake or something. Before I make a point about that, have you heard any more about this collaboration and why?
Well, they do have a financial stake. They get to keep all the money that is made off of the social clips when they use all the TNA talent, and TNA doesn't get any of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that in that sense, yeah.
So Brandon Thurston from WrestleNomics brought something to my attention that I totally forgotten about, and I'm wondering if this might have a hand in it. Do you remember when Endeavor was sued by a bunch of UFC fighters? It was an antitrust lawsuit. It was actually filed.
Still kind of going on.
No, it's settled. They settled in March.
No. They went back and they said, this isn't appropriate right now. This amount is not appropriate. Yes.
Okay. I don't think I've heard about that. But it was originally filed almost a decade ago, December of 14. There were originally five suits, then they consolidated into one. And basically they were claiming that UFC was a monopoly and they were using that power to limit fighter pay. They settled in March for $335 million. I guess I didn't know, or I forgot that they're going back on the amount. But that made me question if one of the reasons why WWE is doing this TNA collaboration is to prove or show that they're not a monopoly and to prevent an antitrust suit on the WWE side. And people might say, well, no, I mean, AEW exists, so they're not a monopoly. In terms of financials, they're not close. Like WWE yeah. and AEW aren't in the same atmosphere. Now, I think that one thing that would help WWE's cause in a lawsuit is the fact that AEW is competing for free agents and they're paying as much, if not more, than WWE is. But what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that one of the reasons for this collaboration might be just to have something?
Yes.
Yeah, you think so?
Yes, to play that way they ain't got to pay $20 million out to people like MLW anymore. For antitrust lawsuits or anything like that. I think that is definitely, definitely a reason and a sense of motivation. And also, they're creating buzz. I mean, I've seen so many memes that are like I think it was Jordan Patu that posted, it's the picture of Rick Ross without his shirt on, and it said, "You slob," and the picture of Lizzo, and it says, "Empowering," and it says, "TNA wrestlers when they're in TNA. Then TNA wrestlers in WWE." Nobody's watching them when they're in TNA, unfortunately. But when they're in NXT, they get all kinds of buzz.
Of course.
I guarantee you this. If I tweeted a Joe Hendry clip from TNA Impact, it's not getting 1,000 retweets. As much as I enjoy the TNA show. The Rascals in TNA, love all those dudes. 1,000 retweets when I posted that video. Ain't going to happen. It wouldn't crack 60, 70. On a Thursday night. That's. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that you would not only see a TNA wrestler featured in NXT, but be basically the main guy? I mean, last night, not only was Hendry in the main event, but they teased him. Remember when Truth was doing the promo and they put a picture up on the screen? Like he's
on commercials during Raw too.
On commercial. Right. Like he's really prominently featured, which is really interesting. Do you know his contract situation with TNA? You're muted. And you're gone. Still muted.
No time soon. Sorry about that.
Okay, because he is tailor-made for the WWE environment, the entertainment-esque environment.
This is just me blowing my nose on camera so people don't think I'm doing drugs.
Yeah, you're not doing coke. Yeah, that's good. But I've said this so many times that I use my wife as a gauge because she's a casual fan. When he goes on the ramp or whatever the hell they have in TNA, in NXT, spotlight hits him and he spins and looks into the camera. My wife loves it. I love it. The guy is really entertaining. And I'm curious, what do you think his limit is here, despite the fact that he's technically in a TNA contract? Like, do you think maybe a Rumble appearance? Do you think that's unrealistic?
I think that's possible. If the internet hasn't turned on him by then, you know, that train's never late, right? Like, listen, we're talking about the Hawk Tua girl. It took like 3 weeks. And wrestling fans are even way more fickle than the norm. So maybe even by then he's really turned it up and it's a little bit different, but that, you know, you can never assume. Now he's very smart about switching things up and catching lightning in a bottle and all that stuff. So I think that he'll have more of a shelf life than a lot of people do. But I mean, look, like there's a lot of people that turned on Danhausen now after he was such an online sensation. So I don't have any real confidence in a broader wrestling crowd staying sincere about this type of thing. So I guess we'll see how it goes.
Right. You are right.
He's great, man. He's great.
He is like very entertaining, very creative, like, you know, writing his own lyrics to the songs and everything. Yep. He's really creative. But I agree with you, though. He can't be a one trick pony. He's got to keep it coming. I agree.
Thoughts on Obafemi and then Kehlani versus Saul at Heatwave? I enjoyed the match. I mean, listen, you could tell that there were some elements inspired by Ricochet and Will Ospreay. And for them, that was a match that happened like what, 8-9 years ago. So you're going to draw inspiration from that. Obafemi is incredible. He's that guy. And for everybody that said that the WWE system doesn't create stars, they are creating stars and they are creating people with potential right now. Any thoughts? I would imagine you didn't watch Heat Wave.
I've been busy with the movie, but I have seen clips of everything. So sure. Obafemi, I agree. I saw the spot where he had the guy on his shoulders, kind of threw him up. I think it was Wes Lee. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Threw him up, flipped him around. And the girls match, I saw the criticism. And if I'm being honest, I mean, number one, they're young and they're still training. But if I'm being honest, there are a lot of young people in AEW that wrestle that same style.
Yeah.
So I didn't really understand why they got a lot of heat. There was a certain renowned wrestling podcaster that I think he referred to it as a gymnastics competition, trying to be a wrestling match, something. And I just thought to myself, with all due respect to them, if you don't like that style, that's cool. I'm personally, as a wrestling fan, not a big fan of that style. But it's not like they're the only ones that have ever done that kind of match. We've seen it.
Sure.
And so I don't know why is it, do you think, that they got criticism? Do you think it's because it was under the WWE umbrella?
Yeah. I mean, from some people, I don't know. I want to point the figure at them, but for that, but yeah.
Why else? Why else is it that
we've people seen bitch that? About everything, Jimmy? They bitch about everything.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. We got Crazy 101 saying, what do you think will be AEW's next media deal? That's a very tough question to answer because we don't know what all will be included in that deal. I hope that it includes streaming. However,
I'm sure it will. This is on my list today. The first thing I was going to ask you is, do you know if the exclusivity window has expired?
I do not, but it would be soon. But, you know, there was a party last week that had some very interesting guests.
Yeah.
Tony Khan, Nick Khan, Shad Khan, I think Shao Khan from Mortal Kombat was there. Genghis Khan was
Genghis
there.
Khan. Shaka yeah. Khan.
Shaka Khan. Raka Khan, if you remember TNA, but also Ari Emanuel, Mark Shapiro, David Zaslav. It wouldn't surprise me if a deal comes together soon. They'll be staying on WBD in some capacity.
I agree. I mean, we've said this for a long time. It's going to come down to the money. And something I wanted to ask you. So during Juneteenth week, Warner Brothers or TBS, instead of airing Big Bang Theory, this is something we don't talk about a lot. Instead of airing Big Bang Theory, they aired the movie Black Panther. And one thing since the time that Dynamite started that's been very beneficial for them has been Big Bang Theory as a lead-in.
Yeah.
And when we saw Black Panther instead of Big Bang Theory, they did some of their lowest ratings ever. And Warner Brothers and Tony Khan, for that matter, they're not blind to this. And yeah. So I'm wondering if Warner Brothers on their end is using that to try to keep the money lower. But at the same time, though, because I know, you know, there's AEW haters that are just going to point to Big Bang Theory and say that's why they do numbers. But at the same time, you could put any other programming on after Big Bang Theory and you're not going to finish necessarily top three for the night on cable.
No. And, right? And that was why when I talked to people in AEW, they talked about the tune in number that happened the Black Panther week. The tune in number, as in people who tuned in specifically to see AEW, was very good for them. However, like, listen, I don't think you should have to rely on Big Bang Theory. I mean, I first off think it's a garbage show. Can't believe people watch it.
I haven't even seen it, if I'm being honest.
It's so dumb. It's so bad. It's not funny at all. But that's neither here nor there. It was a legitimate thing. Now, WBD, when I asked them, they're basically like, LOL, go outside, wrestling fans. Get over it. It'll be fine. But, I mean, objectively, completely separate of the Big Bang Theory relation, their numbers have went down in general over the last year or so. So I mean, yeah. Like that is not a good thing. It's never a good thing.
You're right. At the same time, because television as a whole has gone down, and I don't remember the gentleman that posted the spreadsheet on social media, but because television as a whole has gone down, AEW is actually doing better in terms of key demo rankings than they were 2-3 years ago. Their viewership is lower and even their key demo viewership is lower, but their ranking has been averaging higher because the rest of TV's gone to shit too.
Yeah.
And I do think they're going to include streaming. I do think they might even include pay-per-view. And so I think
they might have reality shows next day stream. Like there's so many different options.
Yeah, there is. So that I think that gentleman said how much, and I think the last time that we talked about this, I predicted, I think between 160 to 170 million a year. Over five. Well, now over five is what AEW probably wants. If I'm Warner Brothers, I don't think I go five if I don't have to. But I think they're looking 160, 170 a year. And if they get that, they're profitable. And then good luck with the free agents. It's going to get really interesting.
Yeah. We've got a bunch of super chats and Humper chats. Yana says, what are the backstage reactions to the Judgment Day Liv, Dom, Rhea storyline? Everyone's killing their roles in this. Hope they get praise. There's not the concern there is online about the parallels to the Vince stuff. Although I thought there was one element a couple weeks ago with the showing the pictures thing that was a little too on the nose. Other than that, people are just seeing it as a good story that's helping a lot of people get over. But yeah, people are happy that Rhea is back. FightfulSelect.com reported on Monday that she was going to be backstage. And we reported a couple weeks ago that, contrary to rumors elsewhere, she was coming back before SummerSlam, or was planned to come back before SummerSlam.
I would like to know who in management Dom Mysterio has dirt on. That the guy, at first he gets to work with Rhea, and now he's got Liv Morgan all over him. Like, what the hell? This guy knows something on somebody, because he's got the best job in WWE.
And also, I mean, listen, did he get his job because of who his dad was? Yes, absolutely. But he's delivered. He's yes, over. He his yep. storylines are working.
Yep.
He's great on social media. He's fun to do media with. He is not a liability in the ring at this point.
Yep.
Oh my God, Jimmy, this line that went under the radar for so many people. Adam Pierce goes, yeah, if you weren't that worried about being involved with Liv, then why was it that you kept getting involved in all these women's title matches? And he looks square at Adam Pierce and goes, wasn't me. Like, just completely no sold it. Wasn't me. Somebody else. I loved it. He's killing it, man.
He has been for 2 years. And the thing is, now, you know, now he's got the mullet and the mustache, and he knows what he's doing. He knows he really people are comparing him to Eddie. He knows it.
Yeah.
It's I agree.
And I popped big when Corey Graves said he's more like Love Machine Art Barr, because that's the comparison I've been drawing for years.
Okay.
To me, it's not Ray, it's not Eddie, it's Art Barr, the guy who inspired Eddie to do a lot of the heelish things that he did.
I can see that. I can see that now that you say that.
RJ Suburb says, Punk to win the heavyweight title in November. Cena wins the Rumble. And they main event night one of Mania. Glad you're okay, Jimmy. Favorite AEW guest. My favorite was Hikaru Shida. I really enjoyed that one. But I don't know if Jimmy's a regular watcher of AEW.
With all due respect to RJ, I'm not. I watched some of the early episodes. I haven't in a while. The one that I did watch, because
he's
going to
hear about this.
It's okay. The one I did watch, I was curious how it was going to go, was Mox. I saw that one.
He just treated it like a normal interview.
Yeah, he did. Because you remember the Stone Cold one, right? So I was curious how Mox was going to go, and it was all right. And the first one that he did with Danhausen, I always thought was fun. Cause remember Danhausen was like, what do you say? He said, hey, ooh, hey, ooh.
Yeah.
So I like that one.
Oh man. K775 says, have you heard how WWE talent feels about live events significantly decreasing? Are they happy with the lighter schedule, or wish they could work more? They're happy with the lighter schedule.
Can you explain? Like, are they not still doing 3 a week?
I mean, so what they're going to do is combine an awful lot of them. And I don't want to like speak for what their future plans are going to be. I think obviously around holidays, they'll be increased. But I mean, they're more worried about putting asses in seats and making sure that from a totality standpoint, they're beneficial, not just making money, but making sure their talent's happy and getting their worth out of them too.
I thought that for a while now, they've all been super shows. And then they just have Raw and SmackDown split on Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a look at the schedule, but they haven't released the last quarter. I'll say that.
Okay.
BL says, how would you rank 2024 as far as previous years for wrestling news? Does it still have the potential to be one of the biggest with what remains? I mean, the Vince lawsuit was a big thing. The WrestleMania and The Rock and all that stuff was pretty crazy as
well.
Rock
was a big one. Yep.
I think it has the potential, but I mean, honestly, 2020, literally every year, I was telling Denise, every year since we've hired her, it's gotten crazier and crazier and crazier. From 2019, all the media deals and AEW starting, 2020 is COVID. 2021 is, you know, all Punk coming back, Cole, Danielson, all those people leaving. WWE driving people away. 2022, Vince retires. People walk out. a lot going on there. 2023, Vince forces his way back in, mm-hmm. and then they sell the company. Punk's getting in fights every year. 2024 is the law. Oh my God. There's just every year it gets crazier. I think it'll eventually calm down, but I don't think it'll surpass 2022 or 2023.
No, but if there's criminal charges in the works,
that could, right? make it crazier. Mm-hmm. K775, were you surprised they put the title on Ethan Page? Do you think Swerve wins it back by the CW debut? Swerve wins it
you
back.
Meant Trick.
You mean Trick. You mean Trick. I think Trick could win it back on the CW debut. I think they're going to put a lot into that. No, it didn't surprise me. Ethan Page is a type of guy who ready-made in NXT shows up day one main eventer. Fits the mold, works TV. He's worked ROH, AEW, and TNA TV. He knows what he's doing. It didn't surprise me at all, Jimmy.
I want to ask you something about Ethan Page. So we've sure. seen a lot of wrestlers go from WWE to AEW who weren't utilized well in WWE, go to AEW and they break through. Like Tony Storm is an obvious one. Swerve Strickland is an obvious one. I think even Christian Cage can be grouped in there because WWE didn't want to sign him. Ethan Page, I think, is the first one. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think he's the first one who wasn't utilized well in AEW, jumped to WWE and got a big push. And so what I want to ask is, and I'm not taking anything away from Ethan Page's talent, but do you think that WWE or NXT is doing this at least in part because they want to send a message to AEW wrestlers with expiring contracts and tell them, hey, you know, you got options? Like, do you think that part of this is to send a message?
Probably. Probably. I would think so. I mean, this, when WWE brought Cody Rhodes over and people were like, oh, he's going to be a mid-carder again. I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not. They want to show AEW talent what can happen if they jump over. Mm-hmm. Lexus King is doing better than he's ever done before as a result of them giving him that shot. Look, Jade Cargill is put in a pretty prime position, but one that she can learn from. They're going to keep doing this. They're going to keep doing this. And Crazy 101, Stephanie tweeted out a big message. I'll try to read that one a little bit later, but just Ricardo says, mommy versus Steph, that's all. I mean, she's going to be booked very well too if she gets that opportunity.
Yeah, and it's funny too because, you know, in the past we talked about guys like EC3, who he was a promo guy, and in WWE he never cut a promo. And Ethan Page was the same in AEW. He was kind of known to be a promo guy, never cut his own promos in AEW. Day one in NXT, that's what he's doing. And it's just interesting sometimes. I mean, obviously, there's not enough television time to go around. I'm not shitting on AEW for their handling of Paige. There's not enough television time necessarily to go around for everybody. But it's interesting to me that he was a non-player, more or less, in AEW. Now he's the NXT champion. It's a very quick
It is, rise. But I think he's capable of carrying that torch. I think that he does that very, very well. And hey, if you bet on him this weekend on BetOnline AG, you made a little bit of money. An underdog pick, I think 3 or 4 BetOnline underdog picks ended up winning. Check them out. BetOnline AG. You can bet on wrestling, but that's not it. Golf, F1, boxing, soccer, football, baseball, basketball, UFC, all that. They got a lot of great games. They're trusted by millions. They got a great VIP rewards program. Fastest payouts because they get those payouts done in minutes. Safe and secure environment. They've been trusted for over 25 years, and they got the earliest lines. Anytime you have seen betting odds on Fightful, they come from BetOnline. We don't mess with anybody else. This week, they dropped the TNA betting odds for Slammiversary. Our boy Joe Hendry is an underdog. Moose is favored to retain in the 6-way at Slammiversary. Jordan Grace favored to retain. Mike Bailey favored to retain or to win over Mustafa Ali. PCO is favored to win the title over AJ Francis. But they've also dropped odds on John Cena's WrestleMania opponent. And right now, Randy Orton is the favorite. There are betting odds on, will John Cena win the Rumble? Will he be in the Final Four? Right now, he's favored to win the Royal Rumble. So if you don't think that's happening, go over and put some money on it on BetOnline AG. He's also favored to have a WrestleMania title match. So make sure you check it out. BetOnline AG are wonderful partners. They're doing a whole lot of fun prop odds as well. J Love Sports says, Jimmy, who killed WCW? Did you like the documentary?
I haven't seen every episode yet. I don't know if I want to answer that question because, you know, people are going to shit on me. But if I'm being honest, and I respect this person, but if I'm being honest, Eric Bischoff put the company on life support, and then Vince Russo delivered the final bullet. And that's my opinion.
I thought that Bischoff took an awful lot of responsibility for bad finishes in that documentary. And I thought that was, I mean, he kind of always has. Russo took no responsibility for anything.
He always talks numbers, and he always talks standards and practices, right?
Well, he talks numbers like they're not researchable is what he talks numbers. Like we can't go look at them and look at what numbers exist there. Oh man. Just,
yeah. I mean, you know, we beat this to death, this topic, for so many years, but basically Bischoff spent them into oblivion, and creative control. And this is something I'm not going to mention any certain wrestler names, but there have been rumblings about AEW giving creative control to certain wrestlers. No, that's not true. Good. Because you don't want to do
that. It's all
that.
Work. It's all
good.
Work.
Good. Because you don't want to do that. I mean, the finger poke of doom, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. And that really hurt WCW.
Anakin says, I know it's been the running joke. Has there been any actual talk of doing a ladder match between Rhea and Liv at SummerSlam? I haven't heard anything about the in-ring future of Rhea Ripley as of this moment. But, I mean, it's something that people joke about. Any update on Survivor Series location? Nope. I will report that as soon as I got it. Heard talk in 2023 about Dominic getting a title shot this year, but so far it's not looking looking like it's happening. Any idea if it's still in the cards? Buddy, he is already a champion right now. he is married to what, by all means, a wonderful woman, IRL. He is killing it on screen. He's working. He's helping get a bunch of talent over more than ever before. He's doing great. He is a champion in his own right. He is the epitome of doesn't need a title.
He's living the dream, man.
Yeah.
He is living the dream. And yeah, he's put in the work. He deserves everything that's been happening to him.
Any thoughts on the Owen Hart finals? I believe Mariah May should win the women, but still torn on Hangman Danielson. Oh, I think Swerve might cost Hangman tonight.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk that this is like a Danielson reclamation project leading
possibly.
To the
That's
title.
What I think.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah, Mariah May is on fire. She's doing very well.
To me, it's definitely her. Definitely her. Mariah May's got to win. But let's see what else we got here. Mid-Takes says, went back and watched the old Heat Waves. My God, Tanaka and Awesome was incredible. Any ideas for the Cena farewell? Have you heard anything? Buddy, I loved Mike Awesome and Masato Tanaka.
Those guys killed
Holy
each other.
Holy cow.
People forget. Mike Awesome was like 275.
Related to Hulk Hogan, too.
What's that?
He was a cousin or nephew of Hulk Hogan, too.
Was he?
Or of Horace. Yeah, he was a distant relative of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, okay. But him and Tanaka were big guys doing power bombs, you know, three tables on the floor. Like,
yeah.
They were crazy.
Do we have BetOnline odds for a Danielson Hangman? No, but I've got Danielson as my prediction. Sorry for this. Do you think Danielson would go back to WWE after his contract ends in AEW? I think for probably appearances and stuff. I think he could be in a unique spot where he says, no contract, I'll work here and there as I want.
I think guys like Danielson and Edge, Adam Copeland, and even Mercedes have been smart about the way they handle media because they've been respectful of WWE. And I've seen people try to spin some Mercedes interviews like she's shitting on WWE. She hasn't. Like she's still talked highly about WWE. She says she's going to go back there at some point. And I think that's smart because, you know, leave the window open for a return. And wouldn't surprise me if Ryan goes back, maybe does a Hall of Fame thing or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. We've got Bobby saying, is there a storyline you think AEW could start utilizing their players that have on their roster to kickstart some serious momentum?
Slow
and steady wins the race.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, I respected them for trying the Bucks assault on Tony because it was something different. I don't think it's necessarily worked, but it was something different, and I respected them for trying it. Sometimes something just hits, man. I mean, they didn't Austin 316. That wasn't planned out, you know?
Yeah, Sometimes it's got to catch fire.
Yeah.
I could see it. I think you get as much talent as over as humanly possible and you book them appropriately.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey guys, how are you doing? Another huge wrestling shuffle over the last few days. I've got updates on Alexa Bliss. She shared a picture of her in a ring doing a flip for the first time since her baby. I'll say this. I had heard some positive progression on her maybe coming back one day, but again, what I always say is for people that have children, you know, I don't want to put like a ticking talk on when, if
a ticky will talk?
They come. Yeah. I don't want to put any of that, a clock on any of that. New Lax City. But also, I mean, listen, she would fit in really good with the Wyatt stuff that they're working on.
Speaking of the Wyatt stuff and speaking about progression, are we going to get past the, here's another VHS tape?
I hope so. I said at this point, they need to have the elementary school cart come out with the VCR on the bottom and the VHS up top.
Oh, yeah. It's time to move on. They got to do something. Obviously, they're going with Gable, but they got to get going.
Nicholas says, do you think WWE does an announcement if they sign Stephanie like a Jade thing or at the Mexico shows this week, NXT possibly led by Julia and Steph? Yeah, I think if they do sign her this week, she will get announced at the Mexico shows. I think that makes an awful lot of sense to me. I mean, it's a big signing. It would create some buzz for them in the area. Yeah, sure, maybe cultivate a little bit more of a fan base there. Bobby says, hope you didn't answer this. Just got to the stream since Riho is injured. Do you think Tony can finally bring Camille to feud with Deeb? Or what do you think is next for Deeb? Man, I hate this. Fightful Select had reported this week. Riho got hurt as she was planning to work with Serena. And also, man, you hate to see it, but Yuka Sakazaki did as well a few months ago. So maybe they could do that. I think that they should bring in Camille and Megan Bain as like heaters for two different people. And then eventually those two people clash. And then we see the big face off with Camille and Megan Bain. And I think that would be really, really cool.
And Camille signed, right? Is that
yes, Camille is signed. Fightful Select confirmed.
Okay.
You think AEW will air the Hangman promo tonight? They put up on Twitter on Yeah, I think they will show to some degree, unless they kick off the show with Hangman Danielson, which is always a real possibility. Then yeah, I think that they will, and they should. It was incredible. Hangman is always good.
He's looking different too, eh? Like he's something about it. I don't know if it's just the beard,
the mustache.
You think that's what it is? He feels different. Yeah. He feels different, like in a good way.
Yep.
Okay. All right. I want to ask you about Money in the Bank.
Hold on. Okay. I just got a source that claims that Stephanie is signed and will likely be headed to NXT. And she was even backstage at Heatwave.
Really?
There you go.
Interesting. Dave Langer said, Hangman looks like Man MTA. I agree. That might be maybe that was a connection I was trying to make in my head. Yeah. Magnum TA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to talk about Money in the Bank because I saw a lot of discourse online about Drew McIntyre and I don't get it. And I tweeted about it and you agreed with me. So a lot of people online complained that Drew McIntyre wasted his cash in. And I didn't feel that way at all. Like at all for two reasons. The first reason is if it's perfectly with the CM Punk storyline going into SummerSlam, that's obvious. The second reason is the whole long cash in tease gimmick, you know, where the guy comes out with his music and he's going to cash in, but then he doesn't. It's redundant if you do that by two wrestlers at the same time. Now, historically, the women's side is done early in terms of the cash in. But this time, why not have Tiffany Stratton stretch it out? Why not have her? She was talking in the post-show presser about, you know what? We need to bedazzle the briefcase a little bit. We need to like make it pink. Why not have her stretch out the gimmick and then Drew cashed it in early? I don't see the problem with it. Like, why do you think there's this discourse online about, he wasted his cash in?
Because a lot of people put a lot into waiting for Money in the Bank and hoping that it'll result in something. But to me, I think that Punk taking that away from him really, really adds to it. And also,
yes,
listen, we just like 3 months ago just got done with a Money in the Bank storyline.
Yes, WrestleMania.
We just got done.
Yes.
We've never since Carmella had a woman hold Money in the Bank briefcase longer than 3.5 weeks. Never. And how about this one, Jimmy? Until last year, no woman had held it longer than a week since Carmella. They would always burn it immediately. It's time to see a woman play that story. And if you do that story too much, it really runs itself thin.
I agree. And Tiffany's a great pick. I mean, her or Chelsea, either one, can really do that real well in terms of the tease cash in. And I think it's a great spot for Tiffany. So I didn't have an issue with it. I just don't understand where all that discourse was coming from.
Yeah. Let's get through these super chats, humper chats. No list goes on today. I got to go crack skulls over a sectional that has not been delivered to my house. Nico says, any more discussion about Hook exploring his options when his contract is up? Do you see him going to NXT? Yeah, I would see him going to NXT, but I have not confirmed anything remotely like that. I reached out, but I've not heard anything like that. I'm sorry. That's the type of thing I've been working on, but.
I mean, he's not in a bad spot.
No, you know he's working with Samoa Joe. He's very, very over.
He's doing all right. Yeah, he's doing all right.
Yeah. But yeah. Sorry about this. I'm going to have you read this one, Jimmy, as I answer this.
But yeah. J Love Sports says, should AEW overpay Joe Henry when his contract ends with TNA? I feel like it could be their Goldberg. Be their Goldberg. What does he do? You mean, does he mean like their homegrown star? Is that what he means? Because he's not pinning guys in 10 seconds.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't be popular as Goldberg. I don't think that would happen. No disrespect to Joe Henry, but no, they shouldn't. And we are so far removed from his deal being up that they don't even need to worry about that. Is it me or is nobody talking about Priest staring a hole through Punk for interfering? Punk has 3 feuds lined up. He definitely does. But yes, I mean, Priest kept the title. He was staring a hole through people because he wasn't happy about not kicking out. I think that also was a thing. That's to me. That's what that meant more. But
was that the production guy not hitting the music, or was Priest supposed to kick out?
Why would that stop a count?
Yeah, I guess you're right. You're right. Yeah.
When's the last time Rollins pinned somebody with Falcon Arrow? What's the over under that Danhausen mends fences with AEW ROH and makes his way back to TV? Hasn't looked promising so far. I mean, he's been gone for like a year, effectively. So put his ass back on TV already.
He was a merchandise machine, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Any reason TK doesn't override Jericho for the learning tree, he can't think it's good. If Danielson wins a belt at Wembley, I'll cry. I think Danielson does win the belt at Wembley. I don't know why. That learning tree stuff sucks. It's so bad now.
Do you think that Tony has loyalty to Jericho? Because we've talked about this. Year one of AEW, Jericho made that company. He was their MVP of year one.
You know what? Here's the thing, Jimmy. If you came to me tomorrow and you said, Sean, I don't think your on-screen stuff or your reporting is up to par. Now, we're still going to pay you this very nice salary that you make. But I think it'd be better for us to do that. I would say, well, wow, he's not taking away all the money that he's paying me. You know what I mean? I see that as loyalty. That's what I see as loyalty.
You signed a new deal too. Like a year
exactly.
Ago.
Tony isn't going to come along and say, Jericho, you're not getting paid. He can say your performance and this creative isn't up to par. And if Jericho really, really wants AEW to thrive, he will recognize that. And he's still going to make his money.
Do you think maybe Tony, you know, Jericho's a veteran. He's older than Tony. Do you think maybe Tony has more trouble, you know, going at him than he would a younger talent maybe?
Maybe. And I'm sure Jericho has some. Yeah, he might have a different sort of deal set up as well. Any news on Penelope Ford? She got surgery a while back. Think WWE Vault will put Owen versus Kurt up? Maybe. Maybe WWE Vault, this YouTube channel that is just like taking requests, put up Takashi Morishima's WWE tryout matches.
I saw that. What's the agreement with Martha? Like, is there anything about that?
Well, I mean, they can release. They own the footage. They're allowed to post. Yeah, yeah. They're allowed to run that footage. But
do you know if they've like obviously I'm asking you to dip into your memory banks, but maybe something sticks out. Do you know over the last 10, 15 years if they've put up Owen footage?
Well, they had the DVD, the Heart and Soul thing. Heart and Soul of the anthology, but that was like 14 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And I think Martha's Foundation got a cut of that, I think, too. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Probably. Let me see if they had any Owen stuff. Yeah, maybe not. Maybe not. But they had Owen Heart of Gold. That was the one. They had the Owen Hart Heart of Gold documentary in 2015. All that stuff.
Right.
New Lack City says no fan base should be telling other ones not to be tribalist. This is an issue on all sides. AEW Weirdo fans hated on Ethan Page saying he's mid. WWE Weirdo fans tried to call Dijak a Fightful informant. You guys all need to stop. That was a funny one. I'm like, do you know what Dijak told me when I sarcastically asked, hey, what's Mansoor's big announcement or big plans? And he goes, I'll probably go into work in Saudi Arabia for the new Fed or something like that. Like being a smart ass. Like he's not, you're getting a smart, right answer out of him.
I saw his video where he was wearing sunglasses inside and then he went outside and took them off.
Yes. That was good.
Yeah.
New Lack City says, Jimmy, welcome back, but you need to take you to task for being such a devil's advocate. Money in the Bank was not that great, and wasting the men's briefcase on the Drew Punk story was a terrible decision. Briefcases don't only have to be immediate cash in or year long. Well, that's also true. I just think that right now it's the hottest story and you add more heat to the hottest story. There's more motivation.
I agree. And you know, if you're a fan of Drew, my gut tells me he's beaten Punk at SummerSlam because he deserves to. So if you're a fan of Drew, he's, you know, Punk, I guess, will get his comeuppance in that regard. But yeah, I just thought from a storyline perspective, it made sense. It made sense to do everything that they did. If anything, I would like explanation as to how the hell did Punk get a referee shirt at Clash at the Castle? Because all they did was they showed the thing on social media where Jessica gave him a jersey or whatever the hell they call it. Did they ever explain how Punk was suddenly, you know, out there with a referee shirt? But no, I think
she just took it.
He just took it. Yeah. I think the cash in fit the Punk storyline. So had no problem with it.
Get your super chats, humper chats in. We're going a little over because no list goes on today, but cadmium, whatever this means. If Jamie Hayter is ready to come back,
cadmium cow.
Would you build her up for All In or go for that Wembley pop? I would go for that Wembley pop. I would go for the Wembley pop. I would save her till then. It's another 6-7 weeks.
You're right.
Have her pop up and you know, do an open challenge or attack somebody. How about this? I'll work on something for today or tomorrow about Jamie Hayter. There you go. FightfulSelect.com. John Taylor says, sending continued good health to and good vibes to Jimmy. Want to see Jimmy Van humping for a very long time. Always appreciate the Fightful crew. You know, we keep you humping all the time. And thank you for that generous super chat, John
Taylor. And I appreciate that, John Taylor. Thank you, sir. It's kind of you.
Are Motor City Machine Gun signed with AEW or WWE? I haven't heard of either one. And Rock Hard Joel Woods asking, what is the destination for them? I don't know. I have not heard that they've signed with either. Listen, I can't speak to that, guys. You guys, it's... Where's Mance Warner going to sign? Where's Effie going to sign? Where's Matt Cardona going to sign? I don't know. I haven't heard anything about them signing anywhere.
Did you see Stephanie DeLander's thing about Marco Polo wrestling?
I did.
I feel like we need to do a public service announcement about that. If you're an independent wrestler, and if you were hit up by an outfit called Marco Polo Wrestling, especially if you're a women's independent wrestler, do not sign or work with that company.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that they actually sent her that message.
The shit that I've seen people try, Jimmy.
Unbelievable.
The shit I've seen people try. Dante says the Elite storyline feels lacking because Jericho is basically doing the same thing as a smarmy heel. I prefer the Elite story. I do too. The Jericho thing, like, I feel like it'd be better if he was just giving unsolicited advice. And I mentioned this last week. Like, I know he's not supposed to be special needs, but he's using Eugene delivery. Mm. And it's really redundant. I think it should be him trying to give people advice and then being like, smartening up his guys. No, this is how it's actually done. Like giving bad advice.
I remember there was one segment where he walked up to somebody in a car and I can't recall if he was giving them directions or something, but that one I thought was all right. But I get what you're saying. Ever since then, the way he talks, it is kind of like Eugene delivery. I agree.
Get your thumbs in or thumbs up in, guys. We are heading down the home stretch. We got about
get your 10. Thumbs in. Get them in.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigel getting a match at All In. I don't think it's out of the question. I don't think it's going to be Danielson, but it's not out of the question. NXT women's division is fire, needs an evolution too. I think it's more likely under this regime than previously, but I've not heard of anything. Do you think WWE signs Stephanie for 3 years or five? That would just be conjecture. I'm going to say three. Any update on Fightful informant Dijak and AEW? Any further talks of besides him at backstage at Forbidden Door? No, he was there. He was invited. I wouldn't be surprised to not see AEW do like a bunch of signings until the new deal gets announced, but we'll see how that goes.
And the roster is heavy enough.
Well, they need to hire a lawyer, buddy. Who's the dork that reported TK to the FBI? That was the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard.
Huh?
Ringside News ran a story that some guy on the internet reported Tony Khan to the FBI because he encouraged fans or because AEW fans tried to dox him. Listen, you know what? I can report to the FBI that Jimmy Van is an absolute fuckhead and then tell somebody and say, run an article about this. And usually people will say, that's dumb. No, but Ringside News accomplished its goal, which was to raise some hell, and that was it.
And well, yeah, and to get some clickety clacks.
It got laughed at across WWE, TNA, New Japan, AEW. I had people saying, "Is this real or satire?" Go figure.
Reporter under the FBI. His dad is a multi-billionaire.
Like, I feel like they got other shit to worry about.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Local cops don't give a shit about that. Are you kidding me?
They'd be like, Sean, the Jaguars guy. Like, it's so silly.
Since Julia has been cleared to wrestle this weekend versus Ciri, is there an estimated ETA for a tease or a straight up arrival? Well, I think their focus is going to be on Vakura right now. So I think that probably bought a little bit more time. I think this is a guess. I think maybe CW areas when we might, like, maybe she'll be able to come in then.
It's only like 3 months away. That starts October, yeah?
Yeah. Any plans to retire the FTW belt? It's been 2 years and Hook still hasn't progressed from that belt. Well, Huncho, he doesn't have the belt. Jericho does. And his upcoming opponent, unfortunately, got injured in Minoru Suzuki. I haven't heard of that, but I like the FTW belt. It gives them an excuse to do a hardcore title. I wish they'd combine the continental and international title and use that rule set there.
I agree. Stop putting all the Ring of Honor belts on TV too. Yeah, I agree.
Bobby White says, does AEW need to do something big soon? WWE gave Ethan Page the NXT championship. The Rascals were on NXT. Joe Hendrick is the biggest star in WWE right now. LOL, and he's in TNA. You think AEW needs to show some pop soon or also more wait and see? I think it's wait and see. They just got back MJF, Britt Baker, Adam Hangman Page. They're going to bring in Ricochet. I think that's a really great start to have three of the most important people in your company's history back. If they can get back Adam Cole, that would be great. If you can get back Kenny Omega, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have never had all those people healthy at the same time, mm-hmm. ever. So that would go a long way.
And you got to remember, they also went through a run where, like, they brought in Mercedes, they brought in Adam Copeland. It's not like they've had a long period of time where they haven't had something big happen, you know?
Yeah.
So like I said, they just need something to go viral. And oftentimes it is the thing that you don't even plan on. It just kind of like Henry, like the guy's just, you know,
but that hasn't helped TNA.
Well, because but AEW's got a much bigger platform, so if they get their version of Hendry, you know what I mean, it could really do some damage. Sometimes it's hard to predict. It just kind of happens.
Speaking of, guys, check out our interview with Joe Hendry that we ran today on Fightful. We've got Sarit saying, did Stephanie Vaquer choose WWE over AEW, seeing Camille sign? No, that has nothing to do with it. Gunther Dragunov in Berlin, I could see them setting that up for sure. Fatu Owens at SummerSlam. I would love that match at SummerSlam.
You saw them look at each other, huh? At Money in the Bank. Yeah, they definitely teased it. Yeah.
Fatu is in such incredible shape.
Yes, he is. He is.
He looks definitely great, man. Yeah. He's such a great guy. NXT stars at Slammiversary. Yeah, I would expect it. And they need to send some good ones there. Trust the Process says, hate seeing New Japan CMLL lose top guys without any gain. Could they add buyouts to their contract like international baseball or soccer? Would help them invest more into other talent. They should. That's how some talent gets out of their NWA and MLW deals, is they end up getting bought out of those. So you got to reap those benefits, man. Like, if somebody, if you want something and somebody's under contract, like make it make sense for you. Does AEW not rate Jay White as a main eventer, or do you think they'll eventually push him? They'll eventually push him. I mean, he was main eventing pay-per-views for them, so they view him in that way, just not where he was in New Japan at this point. Charlotte Flair and Cora Jade are machines with the amount of workout videos they put up this month. Respect for both of them. Yes, but also don't put unrealistic expectations on these people. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen somebody tear their ACL and people think that you're just wheelchair bound for a year. It doesn't work like that. You can work out, you can do that stuff, but hopefully they are back sooner than later. Frank says Punk out since January has the hottest program in WWE. It's all the storytelling. I wish they did this with Adam Cole. Listen, people can shit on the devil story now. As it was going on, it was very hot for AEW, and he hadn't been in the ring in 3 months. Mm-hmm. So. And Bobby White wraps up and says, where's Wardlow? What's going on with him? I think he'll go to WWE. Don't know why. He's great. Would love to see him in AEW more. Any news or heard anything? The perpetual Adam Cole injury didn't help. I figured they would do something with MJF upon his return.
He's not been in the ring.
I think he needs a split from the Kingdom in an official capacity. But I'm going to find out where he is, what he's doing. But,
I was curious why MJF didn't go after the other Kingdom people.
They wanted to kill that story because it had aged so poorly. They just wanted to move on. But here's what I would have done, Jimmy. Before the turn, I would have had MJF save Ospreay from the Kingdom. And then that could have been it. They just whip their asses and move on. That's it. And listen, people can say the devil story wasn't good the entire time. You can think that. It's subjective. Yes. But listen, people were interested in it.
There were so many people in our live chat that were questioning who the devil was. Mm-hmm. Like we would see it on the podcast. Everybody was guessing who the devil was. So there was definitely interest in it. Like there definitely was. I think hindsight 2020 now, they can look at it differently. But at the time, there was interest.
Hey, what's that over there? Says you think Ricky Starks, Jack Perry happens at All In? I think it should. I think it should be scapegoat versus scapegoat at All In. I think that would be really good. Ricky Starks can play off of it and really, really make something of it. So my eyes opened up and somebody says, do you think ROH can get a TV deal somewhere for like some small amount of money? Mm. Like it, to me, if you're ROH, you just want it to break even at this point and all that. But I think somewhere. But as we wrap up, leave a thumbs up. But the NBA has finalized a media rights deal with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon. It covers 11 years and are worth $76 billion. TNT still has the rights to match. Woo, Jimmy.
Yep, and that was the second. That's the second deal, I believe. I think NBA's got two, don't they?
They are right now set to make between 6.9 and 7 billion off those deals.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I've seen some of the contracts that are being hypothesized. They're predicting that players are going to eventually be getting $100 million a year, top players, $100 million a year because of this new deal. It's mind boggling. Connor McDavid, the best player in hockey, makes 12 and a half. But obviously the revenues aren't anywhere close, right? So that's what it's all comes down to.
Well, WBD is going to have a lot of money to spend. Rock Hard Joel Wood says the devil story was interesting until the reveal, in my opinion. After that, it went downhill. Sure. Yeah, I mean, they didn't have any imminent plans for them, which sucked. They couldn't utilize Adam Cole. But guys, I want to say thank you all for tuning in. I'll be back here tonight. Talking AEW. I got to go try to yell at people to get my furniture here now, Jimmy.
I got a quick question for you.
Yeah.
Does John Cena break the title record next year and hit 17?
Yes. Yes. I think he does. I think it is WWE firmly planting their flag once and for all. WWE is better than the WCW.
Interesting. Think maybe he wins the Rumble and gets it at Mania?
Think he should.
Interesting.
I mean, like, this is one year where not anybody's like, hey, you know what? She should, or they should win the Rumble. So it's kind of a clear one, but two titles as well.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We'll see.
But guys, thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.